Modeling TV films. Been there, done that. Yet so much to achieve, so much to conquer. Or should we say, he's well on the way. Speaking of conquering, our special guest tonight has managed to conquer the hearts of PYTs. Pretty young ladies out there with his wit and charm. Not to forget the drop-dead good looks. Or should I say, his whatever. Ab to aap samajh hi gaye honge. Yes, you guessed it right. It's the whatever dude, Shab of Micah or Dhruv of Kumkum. It's none other than the very, very handsome Vaivan Bhatena. Welcome, Vaivan, to IndiaForums.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Vaivan, tell me, let me get it right. Is your name Vaivan or is it Vivan?
It's Vivan, actually.
Okay. I was a bit confused because as some said Vivan, others said Vaivan.
No, it's Vivan.
So, yeah. So it is an unusual name. A beautiful one, if I may add. So, does it mean something?
Yeah, it's actually taken from the holy Persian book, and it means spirit of life. So it basically means life, and you know, it's all its essences.
Vivan, normally I start with messages from members, but today I'll make an exception just for you. I'll start with my own message. So I had first seen you in the video Maine Payal Hai Chhankai, and which also happens to be one of my favorite videos, and I had become a great fan of yours. So I just wanted to let you know that I really appreciated your work in that video.
Thank you so much.
Oh no, it's completely my pleasure. So tell me something, how my Maine Payal Hai Chhankai happened, and did anything change after the video happened?
Actually, that was my first real work on television, or you know, actual real work. As in, before that I'd just done one ad with Levi's jeans. And I'd just gone with a friend of mine to, the PolyGram office, which is now in Universal. And I'd just gone to meet, she was doing a video with them, and I'd just gone to meet them, and I gave them my pictures and stuff. And they said that, oh, we're doing this video with Falguni Pathak, and you would be quite good for it. So I was like, okay, great. You know, the money was like pathetic. They paid me some 2,000-3,000 rupees, and I was like, okay, whatever, doesn't matter. It'd be fun to do. So, I mean, I got into it and I did the video, and the video was a massive hit. I mean, luckily for me, and it got me, a lot of recognition, a lot of instant fame, and a lot of fans from that video. I did that video when I was like 17, 18 years old, and still people, you're saying that you really like that video. So, you can imagine after 10 years also the video is popular.
Absolutely. Actually, it's lucky that it became a hit because people do take advantage of new people.
Yeah.
And paying them poorly, I guess, is just the biggest one in the list.
Yeah, but I mean, I was new. I mean, I didn't even know what kind of money is involved anywhere. So I basically, what I did was they told me that this is our budget and this is how much we pay. And you know, I'd gotten good money for the ad. So I said, hey, what the hell, you know, let's just do it. I haven't done it before. It'll be fun to do. And, I just did it, and it was, luckily for me, it was a massive hit, so you never know.
Yeah, I agree, you never know. So, Ivan, let's move on to messages. You know, the first message I'm going to read is from Yuvika, and she says, "Hi, Vivan, I'm Yuvika, your number one fan. How are you? You were my first crush ever. Ever since I saw you in the Falguni Pathak's music video, I love you so much. You are my hubby. You are a brilliant actor with amazing facial expressions. You make the character seem real and lively. My favorite scene of yours would be when you had an emotional breakdown in your room after kicking Antara out of Kumkum. You performed amazingly well. Well done and keep it up."
I'd just like to say thank you so much, Yuvika, and that was actually one of my favorite scenes as well. I mean, I got to perform a very important scene after a very long time. You know, in Kumkum, basically what happens is we kind of get sidelined with Hussein and Juhi. You know, in the process, we kind of get sidelined, as in the rest of us. So, I mean, after a long time, I'd gotten a very nice scene to do. And I really wanted it to come out well, and I really wanted, you know, the audience to feel what he's going through, because of, so much frustration building up from so many days, and, you know, he's unable to realize what's happening, and it was a complete, you know, the breakdown scene, and my director just sat me down, and he said that, you know, this is what I want from it, and we kind of did, I think one take in that, and it was like, it came out pretty well, so he's like, just leave it. And the funny incident about that scene was actually that, I had to shatter this glass, And when I did that, and I sat down, and I just fell down on the floor after that, you know, and I didn't realize that the glass was on the floor. So I had like major huge shards of glass in my hand, and I didn't even realize. And yeah, so my hand was cut, and I didn't even know that I'd already been cut up. So, but I just finished the scene and all that stuff, and my director comes running at me, and he's like, show me your hand, where the hell, what have you done? And I was bleeding a bit, so it was okay. But the funny thing is that when he came to see me, there was a big piece of glass right under his eye. You know, one of those pieces of glass had actually flown across the room, gone to him, and it was right under his eye. So, it was quite strange. I mean, I was like, don't move, let me just get that piece of glass out.
Oh my god. Wow, that's dedication, I must say. That must have hurt.
And I just like to say, yeah, exactly. So I just like to say thank you, Yuvika. Thank you so much. I mean, I really appreciate the fact that you've been watching Kum Kum, although I mean, I play a very small role there. And I hope you keep watching Maika as well now. And I don't know about Kum Kum, how long it probably will continue or whatever, but Maika is definitely going strong. Thank you so much.
Moving on to another message. This is from Amina, and she says, "Hi Vivan, my name is Amina. I love your acting. It's simply fantastic. I just love your role in Maika. It really made the serial more interesting. The Shabd and Mahi scenes are just so cute. I hope you keep up the good work, and well, of course, you will. And you are the best."
So much. I just like to say that please write to ZTV and please let them know about this, that you guys are appreciating the scene, and that they should, you know, add some more scenes like that. I mean, we've had some really, really wonderful scenes, and luckily good writers and stuff and good scripts. But I hope it continues that way, and I mean, we really could appreciate the support, because it's very difficult to you know form a good chemistry on screen, and luckily for me, I have been able to do that with Neha, and we could use every ounce of support that we can get, and I would really like to say that please write in to ZTV and tell them how much you appreciate it, and you know, we can probably it'll do wonders for us, and it'll probably give us much more scenes to do, and you know, for you guys to enjoy. So please write in.
I'm sure they'll write in, don't worry. And we do hope to see more of Shabd and Mahi scenes, of course. So moving on to questions, Vivan. What do you look for the roles you are offered, and what makes you say yes to one role and reject another? This is Yuvika again, who wants to know this.
Yuvika, actually, I look for depth in character in any of the roles. I mean, there has to be some substance to the person, you know, and there has to be some, actually the role, it has to have some, the role has to have some substance. I mean, it has to be, you know, the person has to be worth something. I mean, it has to mean something. It cannot be a very superficial come one day and go another day kind of role, which I really don't want to do. I mean, when I was explained even Dhruv's role or Shab's role, given, you know, the whole story was given to me with a lot of thought behind it, and I think that I like the idea of having, you know, like still waters run deep, and I like the idea of having a lot of thought behind each action that I put in. And like, even when I do scenes, and I think about what the character must be going through at this point, whether he would have even got up in the morning, had a bath and shaved, or you know, not even shaved, or I think about all these things, you know, because it's important for me for the character to be, you know, real and believable, rather than for it to be like, oh, he's always looking good, you know, always clean shaven, good looking, and his hair's gel back all the time. It doesn't work like that. You know, it's a real life person you're playing, and you need to, like, if your father's in jail, you're not going to go and like, you're clean shaven and you've got perfect makeup on and, you know, you're looking absolutely dapper. It doesn't work like that. You have to show some sort of change in the character. So, I mean, that kind of thing, you know, small things which really make a lot of difference. And I don't generally turn down roles unless they're really, really ridiculous. But, I mean, right now I haven't got much time to do anything else. My latest role probably will be, I'm doing a play with Divya Palat, which is called The Wizard of Oz, which is a children's play. And so I'm going to be playing Scarecrow in that. So, I mean, that will be something to look forward to.
Oh, great. We all will be looking forward to that. Tell us, Vivan, what is the best compliment you have ever got? That is Bandhu Forever who wants to know.
The best compliment I've ever got is actually probably from my girlfriend, which is that, you know, she actually from her parents, you know, and my girlfriend gone through a phase where she was unable to communicate with her parents, And when I entered her life and we, you know, started dating and stuff, I think somehow because of me or because of how I am, she got back to, you know, talking to her parents and got much closer to them. So the biggest compliment I received was that they told me that, you know, because of you, our daughter, you know, we've got our daughter back, and, you know, she's much, much nicer of a person now, and she's much, you know, she's communicating with us again, and you've changed her. So I think that was, you know, if you can affect somebody's life like that, and, you know, for the better, I think it's a great compliment.
That's beautiful. Actually, you know what, quite a few have asked if you were seeing someone, and you just now mentioned her, so please share something about her with us, please.
Her name is Nikhila Palat. Actually, I did, in fact, she is now not just my girlfriend, she's also my fiance. I mean, I just proposed to her on the 22nd, which was also her birthday. I took her to Bangkok and I proposed to her. It was quite a surprise for her. So, actually...
Wow, you proposed? Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. what else can I say? She's a wonderful person, a very strong individual. A very motivated individual, and she motivates me, and, you know, has and made me also grow in lots of ways, and made me understand the very different nuances of life which I wasn't exposed to. And I think that what else can I tell you? I mean, she's in the marketing field, and she's not in, you know, involved in media field. So, but I met her doing, in fact, funnily enough, doing a play. And she was doing a small role in the play as well, and we met there, and things just took off and started dating. So that's a little bit about Nikhila.
Oh, that sounds fun. So all the best. And okay, now tell us, how would you spend a free evening? What do you do on weekends? It's Vivan for Yana who wants to know that.
Actually, most any free time that I have, I kind of now is, you know, try to go for rehearsals for the play, or if I have some time, I try to watch a film, because, you know, I miss out on all the good films, and I have to watch them on DVD, which isn't really the same thing, you know. So I try to make some time to watch some cinema, because that is a very big interest of mine. I'm a big film buff.
Talking about films, I have a question from one of the members, Lonely Heart. She wants to know, what are your expectations from the upcoming movie, Chak De India? And how had you prepared yourself for the movie? How was it working with Shah Rukh Khan in the movie? And a small insight on how your character is.
Chak De just happened, I don't know. They just called me one day and they said that they were looking for... Actually, it's a very, very tiny, small cameo in the film. I mean... I really haven't experienced the big screen, and I said this is a good chance because it's a Yashiraj film, so I know that everyone will watch it. So, I mean, you know, it's not one of those films which will never get released. So, you know, I said even if it's a small role, and, you know, I know that SRK is in the film, so I said now everyone's going to watch the film, so at least maybe I get noticed somewhere along the line. And even if I have like three scenes, you know, it's basically, I'll tell you about my character. I'm playing a character called Yuvraj, and he's basically the youngest vice captain of the Indian cricket team. He's a very, very, it's kind of a negative role, actually. He's very obsessed with himself, and he's very proud, and he's basically, it's not a completely negative. I mean, he's right from his perspective. He just basically doesn't realize the girl's point of view. It's nothing that he's not evil or anything in any way. He basically there's a new girl in the film called Sagrika, and I'm playing a role opposite her only, and she basically and I are family, you know, like we've grown up together, families are, you know, friends, family friends and all that stuff, and we are basically dating from a very long time. We've been seeing each other for donkey's years, and the marriage is planned and the parents know about it and all. So she insists that she wants to play hockey, and I think it's a very foolish pastime, because, you know, as you know, that hockey doesn't really have so much support in India. So I kind of tell her that, you know, just leave all the stupid stuff behind, and, you know, you just get married to me, and let's really enjoy ourselves, and you'll be the wife of the vice captain of the Indian cricket team. I mean, what more do you want from life, you know? And I don't really, yeah, it's kind of an MCP thing, but I mean, he doesn't know that. He doesn't know any better. It's just that he thinks that this is the best thing. I mean, that's what she wants, but that's not actually what she wants. She basically wants to play hockey and, you know, that kind of thing. I didn't really have any scenes with SRK, but funnily enough, when I was interviewing him for the Jifa Awards, I kind of blatantly told him that, listen, you know, even I'm part of Chak De, and He was very taken aback. He's like, yeah, really? I mean, what role are you doing? So I was like, just a very tiny camera. But, you know, I hope you see it and all that stuff. So I said, he said, no, don't worry. I'm sure you did a good job and, I'll watch it. When I see it, I'll keep an eye out for you. So I said, yeah, I hope, I mean, they don't edit me out of the room. So actually, in fact, I called him up and I said that, you know, I called up Yashraj and I said, am I still in the film, you know, because you never know what happens on the editing table. They've got some 12, you know, they've got some yarns and yarns of footage. So I said, am I still there in the film? So they said, yeah, you're very much there. You've got your scenes and all that stuff. So I said, okay, great. Let's just hope that, you know, at least the look works and, you know, whatever little that I've done comes across good.
I'm sure. You know what? It's not only SRK who'll be looking out for you. It's all your fans out there who'd be really, really looking out for you. I can assure you that. So actually, Lonely Heart also has a message for you. She says, hi, Vivan. You're doing an awesome job in your serials. Have been your fan since you were a VJ. Your role in Kahani Shuru as Sam was really cute. And now your role in Micah is simply rocking. As you can see, you have a huge fan following. And being one of them, I'd just like to say, give up the great work and wish you loads of success in life. Hope you get some more great work. And as they say, sky is the limit. And all the best for your future upcoming projects.
Thank you, Lonely Heart. I mean, I must say that's a very lovely compliment. And it's very nice and very refreshing to realize that people are following my career and seeing that what work I'm doing and they appreciate it. So it's very nice. Thank you very much.
Anu the Great really wants to know about your childhood and college days. So could you please share something interesting about your childhood and college days?
I was in Jaihind College and, okay, let me tell you a bit about my childhood first. I was in NCET school, Manaji Gupta Education Trust School, which is a Parsi school. I was a really fat kid and I was bullied left, right and center and taken for a ride. I was one of those big fat nerds, you know, who used to sit in, like, I was not even a back bencher, I was not a front bencher, but I was like a mid bencher who was quite a pet of a few teachers and all that stuff and, you know, basically did well at studies and all. And somewhere along the line, I think, I realized that the education system had really got nothing to offer me because I wasn't interested in it. I realized this somewhere after I gave my, you know, 10th and I'd really studied hard for it and I was like, okay, I'm gonna do well and I expected a really high percentage and it just came out really, really, I mean, much below than my expectations and I was very disappointed. And I said, this education system is really not happening because what I'm interested in is not, this is not what, you know, they have to offer. So I had only three options, arts, commerce or science, and I took up commerce and I wasted 5 years of my life in it. But those 5 years, you know, made me grow up very well emotionally and socially. So that was a good experience. I went to a town college called Jaihind and that was a wonderful college. In fact, we've got very good alumni, including John and all that stuff. And it was very good fun in college. I mean, it was like I was a nerd in school, but I was a dude in college. It was really good fun, you know, because I completely changed myself around. I lost a lot of weight. I became practically half my size, and I became skinny in college. It was like suddenly shot up also. So so it was good fun. I mean, I didn't really studied at Hardham in college, but I really, enjoyed myself thoroughly and, I realized in college that life has a lot more to offer than just studies, you know, so that was good for me in college.
Thank you for sharing about your childhood. And actually, Anu the Great also has a message for you. She says, hi, I'm Anu from Dubai, a really big fan of yours, and I love your acting in all your projects, Kumkum and now Micah. Your dance performance for the Kumkum special episode was mind-blowing. You look awesome in your new role of Shabd, and I have a compliment on you. You are so cute. Your smile is amazing. Your voice is unique, and your style is unique. And I really hope to see more of you in future.
Thank you so much, Anu the Great. Okay, and thank you, Anu the Great. That was interesting. I mean, thank you for the support. I really appreciate it. And I also hope that I'm doing some more interesting projects that you guys can watch.
The next message is from Ankujuhu Lover. And she says, hi, Vivan. I'm Ankita, one of your fans from Chandigarh. You rock. And in my opinion, no one could play Dhruv better than you. You're awesome in Kumkum and have seen bits of Micah just because you rock in it. You're whatever, it's just so sweet. And Nikhila, your jewelry is also so adorable. She looks like a doll. God bless you. And lastly, thank you so much for being so kind and sweet. And loads of hugs. Hope Nikhila doesn't mind. So that was Anku Juhu lover. Anku for all of us.
Thank you, Ankita. Thank you for the support. I've read your mails. You've written quite a few times to me. And I think me, Gaurav, Hussain, all, everyone appreciate your support a lot. You've been a good, very loyal fan to us. And thank you for watching Maika. I hope you watch it much more because I'm there now. And you do support me. And please do write into India Forums and to ZTV. And please express your support. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm sure Anku will be very, very pleased to hear that. The next message is from Jenny, and she says, "Hi Vivan, have been your fan since I first laid my eyes on you in Maine Payal Hai Chhankai video and have been following all your shows. You're the most cutest and good-looking actor I have seen on television. There's a strange feeling of happiness when I see you on screen. I'm religiously following Maika and Kumkum because of you. I think you're amazing and never change, and something made just for you. V for victory, I for intelligent, V for valuable, A for adorable, N for natural. This spells Vivan, someone who has all the above qualities. Love, Jenny."
Well, I just have to say thank you, Jenny. Thank you. That was a very interesting way of describing what I am, and mine is a very clever use of words also. And thank you for following. Thank you for following Maika and Kumkum, and I hope you keep watching.
Next message is from Ektaj, and she says, "Hi Vivan, you're a wonderful actor and a fab human being. Love you as Dhruv and Kumkum, and you're doing a great job as Shabd in Maika. Wish you all the best with all your shows and everything you do. Take care and keep smiling, X."
Well, thank you, Ektaj, so much. I hope you keep smiling too, and I hope you keep watching. Thank you so much.
Alright, Lonely Heart again, and now this time she wants to know, what is, in your opinion, more difficult in terms of work, films or serials?
I think it is a much more difficult medium, although films has a lot more, there are a lot more areas that you have to worry about. TV you can get away with a lot of stuff, but it's a lot more work, as in, you know, films we do two scenes a day, and you do three scenes a day maximum, and you've got a lot of time, and you've got the budgets, and you've got the locations. But here you've got TV, you've got deadlines, and you've got no locations, and you've got very little budget, and you've got a lot of stressed out people around you, and you've got the major factor is time constraints, you know, and trying to manage your dates, and you're trying to manage your time and your health. And every day it's like a 9-to-5 job. I mean, and it's like a 9-to-10 job every day of your life when you're really, really stressed. So I mean, it's not always like that. I mean, we also have a lot of time where off. I mean, we do get a lot of time on the set to relax. But that's not always on all the shows. I mean, like Maika is very stressful. As in, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of work. And because we are running, I mean, because of the there was a major handover of the production house in the middle. And so there's a lot of changes, and you know, we're still trying to recover from losing quite a few actors and stuff on the show. So we're in the process of recovery, and hopefully things will settle down, and it'll be much easier to do things.
Tell us, Vivan, this all the production house change that happened, all the chaos that happened, the switch over to Creative Eye, did it affect you? Was there something which was going on? You know, tell us something about that, please.
I mean, this actually doesn't really affect us in any way, but you know, this whole thing became very nasty, as in, you know, we were, even they had even asked me to, express my support for them, and I really didn't agree with what they had to say. I was the first person to say that, you know, what you're doing is wrong, and, you know, you've got no right to go on strike and, you know, say that we're not going to work. Because you are here to work, and you know, the channel is your boss. You basically are working for the channel. And if they say that, you know, they want to change the producer, you have got nothing to do, you know, interfere, you have got no say. And funnily enough, the producer hasn't even, you know, requested you to do anything of the sort, and you're just jumping on the bandwagon because you're getting, unfortunately, actors are very emotional people, I think, and they sometimes don't use their heads. And I think that is a very important thing in this field, at least. You need to use your head, and you need to be smart about things, because, I mean, if you're not going to do it, somebody else will. You know, if I'm not going to play Shabd, there's going to be somebody else who's going to do it. So if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it to the best of my ability and capitalize on it. So that's how it works.
So that's another side of Yvonne. We are seeing a guy who has thinking head on his shoulders, right?
Yeah, I think that's how I've always been very, very practical and very, very subtle about, you know, what I do, because I don't believe in, you know, going completely haywire and screaming and shouting and making a big fuss over, you know, a small issue. And, you know, going to press and media and bad-mouthing people, it doesn't make sense. It just, you just need to, everything can be sorted out just by a bit of conversation.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. So Ankur Juhu, lover now wants to know, tell us about all the masti you do with our Tina Di. She is a hugely popular person with everyone here, so.
Tina is like we hardly meet up nowadays, but actually after this interview, I'm actually going to meet them, so I'm probably, you know, basically me and Gaurav keep pulling her leg, so it's really good fun. I mean, we keep pulling her leg about her eating habits, because she eats like a bird, and so that's why we keep teasing, and all she eats is pani puri and all sorts of junk food, and we keep teasing her about that, and because we were like in the middle, she was starting to do TV, and we were teasing her that, you know, now Hussain can manage the house, and you know, Tina is gonna be the bread earner in the family and stuff like that, and Hussain would have never won Nachbali if it wasn't for Tina, and he can't dance, and she's actually the main, you know, the whole woman behind the mask. We're basically, you know, also in that. So it was good fun. I mean, she's a very, very, very sweet person, very, very simple and sweet. And
yes, she's a very sweet person, I agree.
She's a very, very, very dear friend of ours also now, me and Nikola. And there's not much, we have such little time together that we spend most of it just chatting away and finding out what we've been up to for the last few weeks, you know, whenever we meet up. So as far as Musti is concerned, I mean, a little bit of leg pulling happens as well.
So now, this is interesting. Preeti 12 and Cute Kate want to know one prank played on you and one which you played on the team of Kumkum.
We had our total team, as in now Kumkum's gone a little haywire with everyone doing two slips and shows and stuff like that. But when we were all doing this Kumkum, and you know, when Hussain was available, and we had a director, Ashish Patil, and lunchtime used to be a massive, you know, like a big fun party kind of thing happening, like a picnic, where we used to just pull each other's legs so severely. It was really funny. I mean, you know, everyone just pulls my leg about, because I'm the biggest foodie of them all, so they all tease me about me running to the, you know, the dabba. I'm the first one in the line for the dabba. So that's what they keep teasing me about, and they're like, okay, now that Vivan's here, none of us are going to get any food and all that stuff. So that's basically, you know, what they keep up, they're up to. And I see a lot of pressure from them. I mean, I actually, once Hussain was sleeping on the set, and I kind of died his toy. And he went on, I found this white mascara with some stuff guy, and I just kind of, when he was sleeping, I streaked his hair white because he refuses to, you know, look older on the show. So he went and did one shot, and then the makeup guy comes screaming and running from the, you know, from the monitor, and like, wait, all that stuff. And then he saw it, and it was really funny. And, we do all sorts of silly things, like, we've put oil into his shoes, and we've wet his clothes, and even the senior actors on the set, I've taken pictures of all of them sleeping in funny positions. So it's good fun. I mean, it's like family.
Oh my god, you did that? Oh god.
We basically have this one, we've got all these photographs from, you know, these continuity stills. So what we do is we make this storyboard, we've got this big mirror, so on the mirror we make one big storyboard. And we come up with different funny writings under it. So that's one of the things that we keep putting on.
Oh God! My God, you are one big prankster! Oh my God, you streaked his hair white. One thing I can make out, Vivan, you are a really fun person to have around. I'm really glad you told us all us about that. So it was really fun listening to you on that. But now, Vivan, ab jab masti ki baatein ho hi rahi hain, to kuch rapid fire ho jaye. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you have to do is quickly choose one. You know, I'll give you two choices and you choose one. So the first one is Dhruv or Shabd?
Shabd.
Sumit or Kumkum?
Sumit.
Favorite food?
Favorite food, Thai food.
Hussein or Tina?
Hussein.
Who we are closer to, yes?
Actually, I can't. It's a 50-50. I think Tina, Hussein, both of them. I can't do without the other.
Your favorite color?
Favorite color, red.
Favorite perfume?
Favorite perfume right now is Black by Armani or something. Armani Black, yeah.
So, Neha Mahi or Sonia Antara?
Neha.
Describe Vivan in one word.
Ambitious.
Okay, what would you do if you get a surprise off from shoot for 5-7 days? What is the first thing that you'll do?
Oh, travel. Travel would be the best thing. I mean, if I had a 5-7 day gap, I would just run away abroad. I would just, you know, just go. I just got back from Bangkok, so it was lovely. I mean, you completely de-stress and you forget about all your tensions in life. So it's really important to do that and just get away from everything.
Okay, Vivan, actually, we are there almost at the end. I still have a huge lot of messages, but let me run through some of them quickly. The first one is from Neetu and she says, "Hey Vivan, I'm Neetu from a small island in Caribbean called Saint Martin. I'm a big fan of you since I watched you in Falguni Pathak's video, Maine Payal Hai Chunkai. Totally love your acting in Kumkum and now I'm hooked to Maika just because for you. Your style is awesome and the best of all is your smile."
Oh, thank you, Neetu. I mean, you must thank my dentist for this lovely smile that he's given me. And I must thank him as well. I'm sure I'll put the message across and I'll tell him that my smile is very appreciated. And please do keep watching, Micah. Thank you.
Sure, absolutely. I'm sure this message will go across right away. Now, Vivan, the next message is from Isha and this is a bit long, so bear with me. This is Isha from US. "I cannot believe you are coming to India Forums Radio. Once my friend showed me your pictures and from that day onwards, I'm crazy about you. You're an amazing actor. I don't have words to describe you. I'm speechless in front of your personality. I love your stylish character in Maika. You are perfect for that role. Achha Vivan, I have one request for you. Can you please once say, Isha, I love you? Whatever. Well, I'll be so happy to hear that from you. Please don't deny it. That's one of my biggest request. Thanks."
Okay, Isha, I love you, but please don't, I also love my girlfriend, so don't misconstrue it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, next is Uma, and she says, "Hey, Vivan, I'm Uma. You've probably been told this before, but you are a fantastic actor. Keep it up. I love it. I love you as Shabd in Maika. You're rocking with the show with all the crew and cast. I love you, whatever. All the best for the future. Carry on rocking. Love you, Uma."
Thank you.
Friends, I know there are many, many, many more messages, but we really need to wind up as we are running out of time. But before we go, Vivan, any message for all your fans at India Forums?
I think thank you for all your support and please do keep supporting me in the future because I can use every ounce of support that I can get. And I'm doing my best to make sure that you guys like what I do and I'm working really hard and I hope that, you know, you guys keep watching and hopefully that you see me in much better roles and please do keep writing in. It really makes a lot of difference to us and please tell your friends about the show, increase our TRPs and maybe our show will travel and come abroad and maybe I can meet you guys.
So friends, this is Minnie bringing to you the very sweet and very handsome Vivan Bhatena. Please keep tuning in to find out lots more about your favorite stars and of course do not forget to tune in to Telebuzz, the only buzzing place where you can find news about all the happening events of television. But also keep tuning in to IF Radio and I'll be back with many more personalities and many much more fun. So till then, see you. Bye-bye.